So, Mr. Mori, when you came back from the war, you said that you were you able to play with other groups in the area as
well? I played with my brother-in-law.
Occupation?
Yeah.
Or?
No. They didn't make any money in them days. You got $6 for a four-hour night, buck and a half an hour. All my playing was very, very little lucrative as far as money. It was all enjoyment.
All enjoyment. Okay, well, yeah. That's awesome.
And what does your brother-in-law play?
What did he play? Well, he played guitar and sang and chorded on the piano, played bass fiddle.
How's the bass fiddle different from a traditional fiddle?
Well, it's just a larger instrument and your separations are greater. So you got to jump. I mean, it isn't like in a fiddle, you just do this. But on a string bass, you got to jump because the separations are greater.
And it has the same string names and...
I think so, yeah. I'm not even sure. I think so.
And do you play just the traditional fiddle?
Yeah, this is traditional. If you want to see it,
I'd love to see it.
There it is. Went through hell and high water. I need this next thing because I got a long distance here.
Before you go that to Forrest, you want to have him tell you a story when he first got this fiddle? Maybe without we're focusing on the fiddle itself, we could ask a few stories about that.
What would you say is your earliest memory of your fiddle?
Well, this was bought by the nuns. And it actually had good tone, has good tone. Because I played down in Florida and I wouldn't even get near a mic and my wife would be at the other end of the room and I would say to her, "Can you hear me?" And she says, "Yes." So it, and the nuns are the ones that got this for me originally.
So as a gift.
I don't remember who it was, I'm sorry. I'm inclined to say it's Sister Imelda, but I don't think so. I don't think so.
Now I see that you have two bows here. Is one of them more like...
It's just a standby in case something happens when you're on a job, like when the pig went out on this, like it was all done playing. If something happens with this one, I got a substitute that I can use. Another thing about these bows, if you ever open a fiddle case and you see loose hairs, you got a critter in the case. Because that's protein, that's horse hair. And they'll always take it off down here at the frog, as they call it, or up at the tip where the rosin is the least. You understand? So years ago I'd open this up and... Yeah, two loose strings again, or hairs. Why, you know? Well, I had to take all everything out of here, and then I lysoled it, closed it up for a period of time, and that was it. I took care of them. Never had trouble again, but I do use these plastic containers now, which I got made in West Germany.
Oh, that's smart. I should do that for my cello, because I play the cello. I should do that for my bow.
So were the other children, when you first started playing with the nuns, were they... Were nuns giving out other instruments to other children, or were you a special case?
You've got to start over.
Were other children that you played with, were they also given instruments, or, because you said the nuns were the ones that bought this, was it?
Yeah, well, they went in and picked it out and brought it home. Naturally, we paid for it. I paid $22 for this fiddle and $5 for the case.
Wow.
That case has been through a lot, you said, but that's not the original, correct?
This fiddle is the original.
The original case?
No, yeah. No. I said that case kind of went on the bicycle. It wore through.
Oh, how did that happen?
Well, you got the basket in front of the handlebars, and you grab onto this, and this thing jiggles around, and it wore through on the bottom.
Mm. But the violin is okay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Florida. A while ago. What brought you to Florida?
Oh, vacation. Originally, yeah. I've been retired for over 28 years.
Mm-hmm. You brought your violin with you to...
Oh, definitely, yes. Yes. Yes, and we went down there one time and checked it out and kind of liked the area, so we rented a unit for 1 year. And then the wife liked it so much, so I went down there next year and bought a unit.
So was it just you and your wife then? Huh? Was it just you and your wife then that moved there?
Yeah.
What about her? Does she play an instrument?
About who?
Your wife? Is she musical?
Yeah, she played the trombone in Hartford Band years ago. Yeah, oh, she loved to sing too. Get together with the gang and sing. She'd always be in there.
Maury, you told us about some of the people you met down in Florida that you really enjoyed playing with and had some very complimentary things for you. Could you tell the students here about those gentlemen and the type of music that you played down there and who you met?
Well, anyway, down there we played country, old-time country, and it was three guys and myself. It was four, what you'd call the nucleus. And I'd get up to the stage on a Sunday night and look, and there could be as much as a dozen guys sitting there with their guitars, ready to do their thing, and I had to accompany all of them. Mm-hmm. But the four of us, that was the nucleus, and whenever somebody had a fake birthday or whatever, to get together during the week, go on somebody's porch and play, you know. So it was just the original four of us, and even at the rec hall, one of the guys would go to the other end of Kissimmee and to their community center and request that they come down as guests at our place, you know. And it seems like once they'd come, they kept on coming. They liked to come down by us, you know. And I don't know what the reason is, but like with me, I had to accompany all of them. And there was one guy in particular that I remember. He always remarks, he says, "Maury, I love to play with you." So I think I carried a good beat, you know. Anyway, that's the way it was down there. And we'd play during the week. A lot of music down there. A lot of music. And this one guy got to be a good buddy of mine, George Newcomb from Maryland. And he told me one time, he says, "Maury, I played with a lot of people in my life, with fiddlers." He says, "But none compared to you."
Good for you.
We had a good time down there while it lasted.
When you moved back to the Slinger area, did you continue to play then? When you came back up here?
The possibility up here isn't like down there. Just isn't there. You'd get together once in a while for a party or just that next thing, but it was pretty slim. And then Marion Mechnik was a very good accordionist. And her son had a party back on Oak Street. We were playing there, and you get around certain people and you get a chance to play, and you don't, like Roy Gelnick down there at the tavern. He loved that, and he'd always make an excuse, you know, and then I'd kid him. I said, "I don't have no contract for this, you know." And he'd laugh, you know. He said, "You'll be here." So when he retired and quit and sold the place, he'd come up to the driveway one day on, "What do you want?" Handed me a bottle of Christian Brothers for playing down there.
Mr. Leverance, what was your favorite place to play in the Slinger area, or you just would play wherever?
It didn't make any difference. Wherever you had the possibilities arose, it was fine with me. Didn't necessarily have a favorite place.
Did you play at Rosenheimer's and Gonring's and some of the places on
Years
Cedar
ago,
Lake?
Yes. I was telling them, Rosenheimer's, Gonring's, and then over at West Bend, West Park, which burned down, the Lighthouse, which is the bowling alley now. And then you come down this way, Nightingale. What was the other one? Nightingale and Orchard Inn was down there on 145. Over at Rosenheimer's, Hostess Ford, Fireman's Park, all around the area here. Can't think of them all.
What is Rosenheimer's and Gonring? Is that like
resorts years ago? They had dance halls, but they're both gone now. Rosenheimer's was condemned, and they took it down, and Gonring's was all taken down. Yeah, they were resorts. They had dances every weekend. Ed Gunner's was known for his old-time dancing, and Rosenheimer's had a lot of modern dances. A guy by the name of, what was it, I forgot, come out of Chicago and liked to play at Rosenheimer's.
So you said you used to play on a lake. Was that for dinner parties, or?
Oh, no, that was just, that was a party that time. That they decided to have a party on the lake, and then this gang that hired us, they had a pontoon parade, went around the lake, and when they got back, this woman come up to me and said, "You don't know how good it sounds on the other side, the acoustics," because we were playing with the big bank behind us, and it all went out that way. And she come up to me and remarked, and that was just that one time, that was a private party. You know, we got that through Barbara's husband worked at Waukesha with a lot of these people. Barbara's Harlan's daughter.